Man, why you hang up, man?
I ain't doing it on purpose.
Oh, what happened to your quality, dog?
What you mean? It sound jacked up now?
Yeah.
It's probably that storm we got around.
Oh.
I got the same mic I was using last week. It's
All right, it's back.
probably that fan. I had the fan blowing on me because it'd be hot. I was sweating last time we was doing the show.
That's what I'm doing now. I'm gonna be hot by this computer.
I had to go take a shower after we did the last show.
Oh,
Like, I was up in the gym. I was like, man. My wife was like, what was you doing? I was like, just talking.
talking. All right, just recording. I'm ready.
All right.
Turn my mic on. It's time to get rowdy. All right, what's that? What's that Kanye song with Never mind. Oh, his phone ringing again.
Nah, I'm messing with it. That way it don't ring. All right.
All right. We back in the building. We back on the block. The block never has a home. That's a lot of bees. You heard me? Episode 9. Forget that, your radio. Let's go.
That was my Rick Ross impression if you ain't catch it. That's your boy KD back in the building. Let's get it.
Yeah. We gonna jump it off like this, like that. Like this. We're going to start it off with, what's today?
Tuesday the 7th?
Tuesday, August 7th. You know what I'm saying? Watching Olympic sports. We had volleyball. Shout out to the Dominican Republic. Shout out to number 5, Brenda Castillo.
Castillo.
Shout out to all the overseas listeners. And yo, go to iTunes. Keyword, forget that, yo. Leave a 5-star review, and we're going to get at you. You know what I'm saying? We'll read your 5-star reviews on the air. And you know what I'm saying? You get some notoriety. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying, son? Yeah.
Leave the 5-star reviews, and we're going to read them on the air. So, yeah, you know me. I don't work. I'm chilling in the house, chilling in the crib, eating cookies.
And, Oreos.
Yeah, Oreos, and Oreos. I had brought these 99 cent cookies from Walgreens.
Ooh, Verducci cookies.
I'm not doing that again. I tried to mask the taste by dunking them in milk. That didn't help. So, yeah, man, I'm just sticking to the reels from now on.
Word. Word, yeah. Hey, man, let's hit up with Team USA. The basketball team beating up on them Africans.
Team USA got retarded on Nigeria. Carmelo Anthony, what he had, 10 three-pointers?
The dude went off. I think he had like 10 three-pointers. He scored like, they said like 24 points in 14 minutes of play off the bench.
That's ridiculous. They beat them boys by like 83 points.
That wasn't even the game.
I'm not even stepping back on a basketball court. I get beat by that much. I'm done with the sport.
Man, you know they was cheating, though. You know you Team USA. They was sitting on the sideline barbecuing, holding up steaks and stuff, talking about, I know you boys hungry.
You stupid.
Nigeria was sitting over there. They ain't put up no D. They was running past them. I was like... Like, man, did they feed y'all before the game? Because y'all was hurting.
He said they didn't put up no D. No defensive effort. And then we move on to the next game where USA squeaked past Lithuania. They was putting up no D. They was out-rebounded like 36 to 23. It was pitiful display.
No, that's Team USA basketball right there. You know them boys out there stunting. We've been talking about this now for, what, 4 episodes? How Team USA out there stunting?
Trying to we had your boy Durant doing the Dougie on the sideline. Me and my whole boy from shout out to Hip Hop Power Hour, That Boy PJ on Twitter at That Boy PJ. We was talking about how the USA, they're just not looking good as a unit. He was like, we got Lochte on the stage with the Paul Wall grill. You got Team USA doing the Dougie on the sidelines. You got Serena Williams seawalking.
Word.
At Wimbledon. We're just not looking good as a unit. We're not looking together.
Yeah, that's why we're getting terrorized. That's why people don't like us, because we stunt too much. We get out there and stunt too much, man.
Yeah, man, that was, and that Serena just destroyed Sharapova, man. That was not even. She won one set, 6-love, 6-1. Man, I was watching. I felt sorry for her, dog.
Yeah, it was. It went nice, and then she got out there and crip walked like she had. I'm like, you know, it's not, you know, 2004 when people was doing that.
Like, we're not at the Compton swap meet.
I mean, I get the drama because people was like, oh, you know, she out there crip walking. She shouldn't have did the crip walk and everything. I mean, do you? I mean, you know, we get out there and stunt anyway when we win something, but she could have picked a better dance. She could have at least did something from this decade.
I mean, we would have let her pass with a Dougie.
Yeah, see? Did anything, but she took it back to crip walking. We was like, do they still do that?
In Cali.
Shout out to our Cali listeners. No offense.
Crip cut.
Man. I don't know, man. But like you said, Team USA ain't looking good as a whole. And they got a, what's that chick, Lolo Jones and whatnot.
They don't say nothing about Lolo, man. That's my people's sister-in-law.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, so well, I ain't saying nothing bad about her, but the chick keep boasting that you know, she saving it. And ain't nothing wrong with that, you know. I
he said she's saving it.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that, but quit bragging about it, you know. She's sitting out there. I was reading a report. They was like, man, yeah, she out there. She throwing her brand out there. Like, you know, like they said the chick fell yesterday or the other day when she was doing the hurdles. Uh-huh. And she went back to go get her and said the chick was like mad. I'm like, of course the chick mad. She fell. She lost the race. And everybody saw it, you know. And she was like, yeah, if it was me, I'd have been mad too. I wouldn't have been too surprised if she would have slammed me to the ground. Like, for real? That's what you're gonna say. That's what's hot in the streets that we say in newspapers and stuff like that. All right.
Yo, when they fall though, it'd be so funny, man. Especially when it's like 2 or 3 at a time.
It'll be so bad. They don't be no love. They trip and fall, and people keep scooting. Like, excuse me.
And then I'd be mad when they don't get up and keep running. You gotta keep going.
They just quit.
It's quit. I'm done. You can catch up.
Yeah, man, you hear about that dude who got kicked off? Like, he had won an event, and, like, he was in, like, the prelims, but he was like, you know, I'm going to compete in the final match anyway. And then they was like, he didn't even try. Like, he ran, I think it was, like, the 800-yard meter run or something like that. Uh-huh. And, like, after the first lap, he was like, I'm just going to jog it out. I ain't going to win. I'm going to save my energy for the actual joint. And they was like, no, you're done.
Was he in the front?
What you mean?
When he jogged it out.
Nah, they say he was in the back.
So he had already qualified.
Yeah.
There was the reason why he got saving his energy.
That's what I said, but they was like, the Olympic committee was like, no, you're done. Drink your liquids. You're done.
You see the badminton team that quit? It's like ranked number one, and they're trying to get better seating.
Mm-mm.
They said that was junk, was blatant. Like, they was throwing that game, like, not even giving no effort, and they kicked him out.
That's what they've been doing to folks. But it's jacked up because the Olympic committee been screwing over everybody. You see that one chick who was fencing? And
man, that was cheap, man.
Man, she was up. And then they was like, no, you know, the clock stopped, and then old girl had a chance to come back.
I know. I'm like, it's 1 second on the clock. She won that.
They
rocked. No, it wasn't even a full second. It was like point. A 0.5 seconds, tenths of a third of a quarter of a fifth. Yeah,
that was crazy.
Man, they I couldn't believe that. She wasn't moving though. She was sitting on that stage.
Yeah,
she had like 17 bottles of water.
You read the what they said? They said she had to do that.
Yeah, or they would have it would have been like she just lost.
Yeah, she would have got disqualified anyway. She had to do that.
You know, I would have started slapping people with that little fencing sword. Like, when they came to get me off the stage, like, when he put his arm on me, whack, whack, slapped him with that little fencing.
If I'm going out, I'm taking folks with me. Yeah.
They would have had to tase me. I wouldn't leave. I'd beat up there right now. on the podium.
Still
sitting there. Ain't nobody fencing.
They'd have been
wherever they try to fence and move to another location, I'm over there slapping people. I'm in the middle of a match.
They'd have been up in them, like after 7 days of holding up the stage, they finally got him down. They had to tase him.
I'd have been there like Ip Man. Beating up the fans. Everybody would have been laid out.
Right, he took on a whole squad of 800 people coming at him. That little fencing stick.
Everybody had whelps on their face.
Was he hitting y'all with a switch? Nah, ain't hitting us with that fencing sword.
Taking straight face shots.
Man, yeah, the Olympics wilding though, big time. Because that moves me on to the next subject about folks wilding and whatnot. You see that they gave 150,000 condoms out to the athletes. I'm like, yeah. What? They said 150,000. They gave 15 to each athlete.
Dang, 15.
15 to each athlete. And I read a report somewhere saying that they people was going to like the overseas Walmart to get more because they was running out that much.
So it's safe to say Lolo was selling hers.
I don't need them. Here you go.
Yeah, I heard a story about the Olympic Village. Like they said, them athletes, they get it in over there.
Yeah.
Like it looked like, you ever watch Spartacus?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like in the Olympic Village.
They having True Blood orgy sessions over there. that's what I heard too. They said like the Olympics is nothing but an international orgy and whatnot. Cause what's that chick that the goalie for the soccer, the female soccer team, Hope Solo?
Oh, okay.
She was talking about like last time in Beijing, she said like people was all out in the open doing it. And then she said, yeah, she was like, yeah. And I had somebody who came by, I ain't gonna name no names, but I had somebody come by, and then let's just say he came by the next day too. And I was like, all right.
She was saving more than gold.
That's why y'all ain't win. She was too tired of black gold. Oh, man.
Drama, cuh.
But yeah, they Olympics tripping. Yeah, man. All the time. And we're going, we're still on Olympics and whatnot. We got what? Gabby Douglas,
yeah.
the gymnastic darling and whatnot. Oh,
the gymnastic darling.
That's what they've been throwing her out there. Like, oh, yeah.
They've been calling her the flying squirrel.
What kind of name is that?
Yeah. Can I get a cooler name than a flying squirrel?
Like, they just. Again, it looked like they were just throwing darts at names like the flying squirrel. Shit.
Let me see. The flying wombat?
Nah.
No. No, no. That's not
we can't call a flying monkey. They get it.
No. He's stupid.
They picked the flying squirrel. I was like, are you serious? And out of all her performance and whatnot, the big drama I heard started when they had, you know, Team USA won all around gold and then didn't even have her in the picture. And it was like,
dang.
Yeah, they said they didn't have her in the picture. Like in the newspaper article and whatnot, they was like all the other chicks and then Gabby was nowhere to be found. And it went from that to her hair.
Hold up, man. Before we get to the hair, that reminds me of a time I was the first black person to work at this farm store called Orchelin's Farm and Home. And to this day, tell me why I was off the day they took the store picture. So it's me and my whole boy was the only two minorities. And the only way we got it, because we was in DECA in the marketing class. And the teacher, he was like known around the town. So he hooked us up with the job. They couldn't say no to him. So in order to keep the no, what you call it? To keep the no minorities policy alive, they had us both off the day of the grand opening picture. So we still, there's still no traces, man.
Well, Kanye said, I bet you they show off their token lackey. They was like, nah, y'all stay home today.
I see that picture. I was heated. Talking about this is the full staff. No, it's not.
They didn't even give y'all a mention in the captions. They were just like, hey, man, Why don't y'all go ahead and take a day off? Y'all celebrating. Shoot, we ain't got a day off. Yeah. And they
said, yeah, we did good.
Mess around. Like, off. Take the picture, take the picture.
We got to take it today. Got us, man.
Got him, coach. Oh, man. Yeah, they did old girl dirty, though. Man, they did her dirty. And then it.
So, like, I didn't see nothing. All I seen was people saying they said something about the hair, but I didn't actually see what was said.
Well, you know what? I didn't pay too much attention either as far as to what was said, but they was talking about how her hair was jacked up and she all on TV and whatnot. And I'm like, all right, this chick is planning an Olympics. You know, if you do any kind of exercise whatsoever, male or female, you're going to sweat. So if you expecting a $400 perm to hold up under all that sweat, you got another thing coming, you know? And they was like, oh, her hair jacked up all on TV. Her mom should have fixed her kitchen and all that stuff. I'm like,
damn.
Yeah, I'm like, boy, stop. Yeah.
I see it's something right now. It says, when Gabby took home the gold, the entire world was watching a black girl beat out every single slick ponytail in the state.
Yeah, man. Like, you look at her Team USA picture and her hair done and whatnot, but they talking about, oh, well, you know, when she up there winning medals and stuff like that, she looking rough. I'm like, come on now. Y'all got to pick something better than that to pick on. I could see, like, if she was out there and her feet look like, you know, she had Sasquatch toes or something like that, and you could see it on camera, but her hair, something that's going to get messed up anyway? Come on.
And then if she would have had if she would have had like a three-story weave on her head, they would have been talking about that too. So she wouldn't be able to win.
What's the term?
Way.
Black zillions.
That's who it was. It was probably the lazy people, six kids at home sitting on the couch on Twitter talking crap about it.
Of course.
Waiting for their next welfare check.
Stealing cable, but want to complain about somebody.
Yeah.
She could at least been on TV with her hair done. I'm just saying. Shut up.
Getting a child support check so they can keep watching the Olympics.
I'm serious, man. And then you see the other joint that came up with her, like her mom on TV talking about, yeah, I went bankrupt and all this stuff trying to get my daughter to the Olympics. I'm like, again? That stuff you don't put out there. Yeah, that's not stuff you put out there because, I mean, I don't care who it is. You don't go bankrupt for a dream. Because what if she had went bankrupt and then she wasn't worth nothing? Like, she didn't make the Olympic team. Then what?
Man, maybe she was hyping it up, man. Maybe she made that story up.
She could have. I don't doubt it, but I seen a report just a few minutes ago that was like, oh, you know, the high price of Olympic fame or something like that. They were saying these athletes going broke trying to fund themselves into the Olympics. I'm like, so something you do every 4 years, you cats actually going broke for.
Did you hear about the taxes they got to pay on the medals?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So if you ain't no athlete and you get gold, you still end up broke.
And it's supposed to be for USA, but they taxing you. Hit them with that tax. Thank you, but hit them with that tax. Yeah.
Thank you for representing your country, and here's your bill.
Yeah. We're going to need that in cash, player.
No, we don't accept, what is it, Western Union? We don't want your cashier's check. We want this in cash.
And I heard somewhere Gabby was talking about, like, I didn't see it, but they said how Gabby was talking about her dad wasn't there and her mom had to do everything. Like, on TV at the Olympics. Like, yeah, my daddy wasn't doing nothing. We don't even know where he at.
Oh, wow. You hear what that, you know what that is, right?
What?
You hear that? That's that bus that she just pushed her dad on her.
Oh. So, where you at, Michael Thomas Jr.? Where you at, Michael? Michael. Dang. Like, again, we are not looking together as an Olympic unit.
Here we go, right here. I found it. Said, my dad has left us. He really wasn't in the picture anymore. So my mom had to front all these bills. My dad really didn't pay the child support. He was coming short. So it was definitely hard on her part. She had to take care of me and the rest of my siblings. Yep.
Oh, man. We're not looking together as a unit.
She just threw him straight under the bus. You was a deadbeat daddy.
Why are there no drama stories like this with anybody else? No other countries putting on gold grills, sea walking, throwing daddies under the bus.
Only drama I heard so far was the Greek chick when she was like, "Yeah, I bet the mosquitoes gonna be eating some home cooking or something like that with all them Africans." I was like, what?
She was probably from the U.S. She just went over there to work with her country.
I don't know, but
so we lose it again. And it wasn't with that Russian gymnast chick, that Aaliyah. Yo, she got the illest mean mug ever.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Because it was like, finally when she won, she finally smiled.
Yeah, I'm like, dang. She be looking at you like, I'm killing all y'all after this.
I'm about to spin the shit out of this damn, what's that thing they jump off? That vault?
Yeah.
I'm about to vault the shit out of this vault.
Yo, they was killing her on Twitter. Everybody, we hate her. We don't like her.
They find a reason to hate anybody anyway.
Man, they wake up hating on something. They just go in there and assert something to not agree with. And they be going in. I be cracking up.
Mm-mm. Yeah, Big, man.
You're a voicemail. You sent me a voicemail?
No.
Oh. Okay.
The last little bit with the Olympics got to do with them showing that that monkey right after. You see that?
No, I didn't see that.
They said like Gabby had just did her routine and everything, and then they had a monkey come up there doing like the what's the rings that the dudes be doing.
Oh man,
they had a monkey up there. Right after they did it, I was like, oh come on. I was like, somebody had to get fired. Somebody probably was trying to be funny. Was like, man, watch this shit. I'm put a monkey up here. They ain't gonna catch it.
See, caught. Once again, we are not looking together as an Olympic unit.
And it was on NBC, so.
Oh.
It said it was for a commercial for the show Animal Practice.
Oh, man.
They could have picked a lion, something. They could have had Mufasa up there. They go with the monkey.
And then this time change, man. You got me ducking the TV all day for the 4x100. Yeah. I mean, the 100 with Usain Bolt.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I had to... shout out to Friday Night Lights. It came out a while, probably like 2000. I don't know. It came out a while back, but yo, that's my show, man. I'm on episode like 22, mm-hmm. and I got 76 episodes to go. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I be killing it. That's my new show, Riggin' Smash. Get it in. But yeah, I had to watch that all day, and I had to stay off the internet so I didn't see who won, because they be hating on Twitter. They be like, oh, y'all waiting for that? Well, such and such won anyway.
Like, no suspense.
Yeah. So I avoided everything. Got down to that night, yo. Usain Bolt. I called it too. I said Bolt. And what's the dude from his country?
I can't even think the other dude's name now.
Him and Gatlin. And that's exactly how it played out.
Shoot, they said old boy, Tyson Gay.
Yeah.
Was out there crying after he lost. I'm like, come on, dude.
He should be crying.
No mercy.
Shoot, run faster, dog. Ain't nobody catching Bolt.
That dude was fronting. He was like, yeah, I'ma wait till we get to the prime time, then I'm gonna stun on y'all.
Yeah, and they was like, oh, we don't know if he can do it. Like, whatever. This dude is about to come out here and destroy everybody. And he did.
What'd be so funny is he'd do it so easily, and then he'd be looking back. He'd be looking at the scoreboard and everything else when he'd be running. Like, you still got a race to complete. He like, ain't nobody catching me.
I want to see him do the Dougie crossing the line.
Instead of that little point.
Yeah.
Man, that's 2008. Bring something new up.
No, I'm talking about in full stride doing the Dougie. Oh.
Then we can start talking about Jamaica not looking good as a unit.
Yeah, because we need some help. We need some help from other countries not looking good as a unit, please. Because we out there all alone.
Yeah, we didn't hit on this last time, but did you see when the Olympics came on, the countries, the folks who came out who didn't have no country?
Oh, and it was like by themselves?
Yeah, and they was in there getting it all together.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this is horrible.
Like, they ain't even got no country, but they look together as a unit.
Nah, they didn't look together as a unit, though. You see how they was acting like clowns? They was doing cartwheels. One dude was doing a worm on his belly. I'm like, what are y'all doing?
But see, they ain't had nothing to go home to.
Man, dude had a hamburger eating while he's walking. One chick was doing a bankhead bounce, off beat with no beat.
Just out.
I'm like, what is going on? Who are these people?
Then it was like, they didn't even introduce them. They were just like, yeah, and then there's these folks. yeah, we don't know where they from, but yeah, there you go.
Like, how do you, they refuse to represent anyone.
I'm serious. Like, how do you even get into the Olympics without a country? Like, when you sign up, they're like, what country are you from? Yeah, we ain't got no country. What? How you qualified in? Don't worry about that.
Yo, nobody's questioning them, though. What if that's aliens, dog?
Wouldn't be the first time. Wouldn't be the first time we don't question nothing that's suspect. Do you see the they faces, like the athletes' faces on their ID cards and everything?
No.
They say they jacked up. Then them looking like they just woke up, got off the plane, rolled down there, didn't take the time to brush their teeth. They just like, man, let's get this over with.
So does Kobe need an ID?
Kobe?
Yeah.
They probably got a fingerprint, Kobe. You know he out there wilding.
No, I'm saying, like, everybody got them IDs. If I was Kobe, like, man, I ain't need no ID. Y'all know me. Y'all know me.
Yeah, man. I looked at all them pictures. Like, Carmelo was the only person who smiled in his picture. Everybody else was looking serious. Carmelo was like, yeah, I'm about to get out here and build my rep.
And man, you seen Lala out there with him?
Of course.
The whole family. She ain't letting him go nowhere.
Let me go back. Olympic raunchiness. You think she gonna let him go out there by himself?
He can't even go out in New York by himself.
If he can't do it in New York, he damn sure ain't going to London and doing it by himself.
She's like, no. She was on a plate with the players. She be in the huddle and everything.
I know. Calling out plays. LeBron, get your act together.
Coach K, I got this one.
Probably in his ear. You gonna let him in? It's his time. You gonna let him in? Like, Carmelo, man, get your wife.
Wildin'.
Man, man, man. What we got next?
Yo, what's up with the first female NFL referee?
I think she coaching, not coaching, but she refereeing this Thursday.
Oh, her first game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's tight. I honestly think that's tight, but at the same time, I think it's going to be a lot of shit that comes with it.
Like what?
I mean, you know all them steroid pumping dudes out there. I haven't really seen her picture. I wonder if she ugly, because if she ugly, she, you know, ain't going to be no problem. They're just going to be trying to fade her. Like, whatever, chick. Call me Holden. That one no Holden, bitch. You know?
That ain't going to be said.
Man, they be out there talking shit amongst themselves. You think they don't be talking shit to the refs?
They got a female ref in the NBA.
She look like she can fight half them dudes, though.
You stupid.
Yeah, I'm looking her up. Her name is Shannon Easton. She's small, too. So compared with them dudes, she in the picture I'm looking at, it's like the Ravens in the background. And she looked like she had somebody's, like, shoulder pads. She that short. Mm. So I don't know. I mean, it's like I said, it's a positive thing to see women out there doing that. I just wonder how ratchet, you know, them folks going to be out there acting. Because you saw what happened that last time when the chick stormed up in the Jets locker room. Never.
Oh, yeah.
And they came out talking trash about her. And it's like, you know, yada, yada, all this other stuff. So she better be on her. I mean, she got to be doing something. You know, they got her on the NFL coach, you know, refereeing and whatnot. So she got to be doing something. But big shout out to the women. You know what I'm saying? Doing it big.
Doing it big Willie style. Doing it big Serena Williams style. Seawalk, homie.
Yeah, man. But sticking with the NFL, what's up with your boy, Justin Durant, saying he would support Chick-fil-A even if they supported slavery?
Man, that dude said he don't care. That chicken good. Put him in chains. This chicken is good. Yeah, he got destroyed on Twitter. They was like, yeah, he was making a good point, but until that one came out, he took it a little too far.
But you know, he got what I'm reading. He got, you know, baited into it. You know,
yeah.
Like, he was already on a rant. What the hell?
It's like when you just be saying, yeah. Like when somebody keeps saying, what if this happened? Yeah, what if this? So you just keep going with it. Like, what if this? Yeah. Oh, man.
And it was too late to pull it back. It said, so what if, here we go. It said, would you boycott Chick-fil-A if the owner came out and said slavery was a good idea? Chicken too tasty, dog.
Chicken.
It's direct. Taste. His direct quote was chicken too tasty. So pretty much he was like, man, I don't give a fuck. This chicken too tasty. Like, damn.
He's probably eating it at the same time. Just
in line tweeting, man, this chicken too good, dog. Wait. Ah, shit.
Chicken too tasty, dog.
He never put a whole sentence. It just say, chicken too tasty. I want to know who asked him the question, because didn't nobody get on him.
I know, right? He just got to slide by.
That's it.
Like it was a brawl. He just came from under the pound, got out.
That's it. So people not going to get the best chicken sandwich and lemonade on the planet because of a personal belief? Word. These tweets that I'm reading on the news, it's like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I could care less about what people choose to believe as long as I'm good. And then somebody said, so would you boycott Chick-fil-A if the owner came out and said slavery was a good idea? Chicken too tasty. Ah, Lord.
Yo, that chicken is tasty, man. That Polynesian sauce, man.
Man.
Nah. I be saving that Polynesian sauce. Like, I go in there, and I take, like, a bag full of it. I be putting it on syrup sandwiches, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, ice cream. No, that Polynesian sauce go hard.
Man, I was hurting. Let me tell you, because one of my distant relatives, I ain't going to go through the lineage or nothing like that, but one of my distant relatives owned a Chick-fil-A when I stayed back in North Carolina. You talking about some good eating? And I moved up north, and, you know, up north, up in Virginia, they don't know nothing about, like, sweet tea, you know, nothing like that. And they had no Chick-fil-A. So for, like, 4 years, I was fiending. And I came back here in to Georgia and got some Chick-fil-A. Boy.
Now chicken too tasty, dog.
Chicken too tasty. To start arguing with folks. Chicken too tasty, dog. Man, when I was on my fat boy kick for a little bit, I used to get up in the morning, stop by Chick-fil-A on the way to work, get me 2 chicken, egg, and cheese biscuits and a large lemonade. Damn. Wrap, son.
That was a wrap. Forget that, yo. Chicken too tasty, dog.
Need to get them shirts and just roll up in Chick-fil-A. I said, chicken too tasty, dog. Forget that.
Forget that, yo.
Forget a scandal. Forget that, yo. Chicken too tasty.
He's stupid.
Had a cow up there, everything holding the sign. You know they got the cows representing them.
Yeah.
Put the cows up there with a little painted sign. Chicken too tasty. Forget that, yo.
Your people still own it? Your people still own one?
I don't know.
Man, you got to hit them up. We can get these shirts out.
I hit them up. I got to talk to the family back home. We'll see. Keep a lookout for the Forget That Yo sponsored Chick-fil-A t-shirts. Chicken too tasty. Oh, man.
Yo, what's up with this Snoop Lion, man?
You know what? I'm starting to think that he has finally smoked enough reefer where he has smoked his brain away.
So he's not a dog anymore, he's a lion?
I'm gonna say, I'm a lion. They got I guess he did a film for it, like a documentary. Sitting over there, and like all through the video, he not saying anything. He not singing a song or nothing. He just doing that little Snoop Dogg rock that he do.
Yeah.
And smoking weed the whole time. And I'm like, all right, so what's different? You just got, you know, access to more weed over in Jamaica. He like, nah, you know, I went over here and I had a true revelation. I don't want to rap no more. I'm going to sing. I'm not Snoop Dogg no more. I'm Snoop Lion. And what was crazy was people was up in the studio supporting. What's the dude's corrupt? Not corrupt. Mm-hmm. Daz Dillinger. Like in the video, Daz Dillinger in the joint, like watching him. And Snoop was like, yo, for real, yo, I'm not rapping no more, but we got to hit this joint up, like, for real. So I was like,
Because he paying Dad's rent, so.
Dad's like, man, whatever you want to do. You want to be Snoop Lion? You want to be Snoop, you know, Puma? Whatever you want to be, dog, I got you.
He's like, I'm buying them all. I'm buying all the albums. Chicken too tasty.
Chicken too tasty. This is way too tasty for Snoop. Dude just got kicked out of what, the Netherlands? How you get kicked out of the Netherlands for weed? When they got like drugs galore over there, like it's legal to smoke in like the red light district. Everything that's bad over here, weed, cocaine, prostitutes, all that stuff, you can go to the Netherlands and get it. I know people that's been over there and they be like, yeah, man, I'm going to the red light district. Like they don't want to go see no sights. They don't want to go see the Eiffel Tower. You know, overseas, they just, I'm going to the red light district. I'm like, all right. I'm like, so you get caught smuggling weed into the country and get kicked out instead of just, you know, waiting for a few minutes, get through customs and then go smoke it up.
I heard they was restricting Americans or other countries from the red light district or something.
I went
out. Like trying to crack down.
I went out it. Again, we are not looking good as a unit. Wherever we go, we are not looking good as a unit. So I went out. They was like, man, y'all Americans coming over here and ruining. Y'all need to take y'all ass back home.
That's crazy, man.
Then we got we got Snoop smoking his brain cells away. But moving on to some serious stuff for a minute. We had that white supremacist dude shooting up the temple. Man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What's going on? We had to.
Why? What I don't get is, all right, every story you hear about a mass shooting in the U.S., you always hear, like, this story, he was on our radar for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, every story, like, the dude who shot up the movie theater, yeah, we was concerned. We was about to have a meeting with him, but we decided not to. It's like, there's all these flags, and just like 9/11, there was all these flags, but nobody's acting on them. So y'all just gonna never act on nothing and just let everything go and then bring it out after the fact?
That's, you know what, though? That's a problem that goes on all over the United States. And again, we are not looking good as a unit.
As a unit.
Man, because they do that type of stuff with, like, these child support cases and all that stuff. Like, child protective services, mm-hmm. like, they be knowing the parents be jacked up and everything. And they be like, man, you know, we went over there and the kids, they was looking bothered and everything, but it was my weekend to go out. So I figured I'd go on vacation first and then come back and deal with it. I'm like, your job is to protect the kids. So protect the kids. Send somebody else over there to do it. You know what I'm saying? If anything, but don't just sit up there and let the kids suffer. And then they end up, you hearing news reports where they was like, oh, I was going to go check on it. And then the kids died afterwards. And it's just like, wow, you know, what are you doing? Same thing.
Yeah.
You know, we did that shit way back in Pearl Harbor. They had intel that, who was it, Japan was about to come over and blow us up. And they was like, yeah, Japan coming over. They going to do all this. What United States say? Man, forget that, yo. They ain't coming. What happened? They bombed the hell out of us. Then we want to go to war. Then it's like, now we want to get serious after the fact. Now we want to get serious after this dude shoot up this temple. Now we want to get serious after the whole Batman massacre. It's like, if you know, and history has shown that these people going to snap at some point, why don't you do it when you got the chance and save lives instead of sitting up there and just saying, ah, we was going to do it, but, man, we, you know, Bill was throwing this barbecue over here, so we just said we'd get back to it.
Bill. Yeah, that's crazy, man. They talking about he was a white supremacist group.
Yeah. They say he was a former army, too. He got kicked out.
Michael Page.
Yes.
Michael Page, 40 years old, of South Milwaukee. Frustrated neo-Nazi who had been the leader of a racist white power band, the Southern Poverty Law Center said in a press release Monday. And he'd been on the radar since 2000. The motive is still being assessed at this time. Crazy.
I'm like, okay, what he got to be frustrated about? That's my question. Like, were black people harassing him or something? Was he just tied across? You know what I'm saying? Like, you've been calm since 2000 and 98 when you got kicked out of the army. You decide now to get frustrated. So what made you click? I don't understand it, man. And again, you know, we had this intel. Reading the article, they was like, man, yeah, we know this dude was on our radar since 2000. He was part of this rock band that sold hate. He was part of a record label that promoted hate and all this other stuff, but yet you don't act. And that stuff everywhere, though. They said in the article, they said that, you know, all this stuff has been getting worse ever since Obama took over president. We moved here. There's a sign right up, right across the street from like the Walmart or something like that. It's a trailer park, and the signs say whatever date that Obama took office, 2009, I think it was. Yeah, whatever date he took office, that was the day that like hell was raised or something like that. That was the end of our country. And he do it so subtle, but you could tell what he talking about, because he put Hussein took office. It's just like, for real? For real, dude? But I don't know, man. I don't know. Sad times. America, we need to get our stuff together. Tripping over in the Olympics, tripping with this terrorist, not doing our job. Let's get it together.
So he killed 6 people and then killed himself. Yep.
That's some old coward shit, too. I hate that. You going to go shoot up shit like that, and then when you about to get caught, then you turn the gun on yourself? What's that about? I hate that. Yeah, it's wild. But segueing from seriousness to something less serious and more hilarious, we got a homeboy who attacked his other homeboy after they was beefing on Xbox.
Yo, that man wasn't playing around, dog. But they said they had been beefing for a while, and that just, like, ignited the fire.
And I wonder what they was playing, for one, because the article don't say, like, were they playing Madden? Was they playing Call of Duty? You know, and things just got out of hand or what? But what was even worse is they was homeboys, because he knew where to go.
Yeah, it was so. Yeah, they said they knew each other, like their families knew each other and everything. And they live close, so they've been beefing for a minute. Yeah, I guess he wanted to take it from the game to real life.
The man said, "Man, I'm tired of you murking me up in NBA 2K12. I'm about to come shoot your ass."
I'm mad. A dude was like, "Yo, come over then. We can do this." He came over there. He was like, "I thought he was just coming to fight, but he came with a knife."
I thought you were just playing, man. You know, we talk this shit all the time. You really wasn't supposed to come. You were supposed to stay on that side of the headphones, but you got to get serious and everything. Said he pushed past his mom, brought the gun in the house, unloaded the clip, and was like, "Yeah, son, I could shoot you in the face, but I'm not. This just let you know I got bullets in this."
Did he shoot him at all?
He fired a shot at him, but he ain't shoot the kill. Like, he was really trying to let this dude know he had bullets in the gun. Like, I think he knew when you pulled the gun out and showed him the clip, son. But I, you know.
So he shot him over, he stabbed him, like, what, over 20
times?
They said
22 times.
22. What was his mom doing? She didn't go get a pot in there? Knock that man
like,
out,
oh, they
man.
Just playing. He in the other room screaming. They just playing. I'm going to go ahead and fry this bologna up. I'm good.
She was like, "I'm going to continue cooking."
They said he pushed his way. The dude came in and pushed his way past his mom and then walked up in the room, showed the gun in dude's face, removed the clip just to show he had bullets, then fired a shot, and then attacked him with the knife. So, again, like you said, what was mom's doing all that time? Mom probably was like, "Man, he deserved to get his ass beat. He's sitting here in the middle of the day playing Xbox."
I told him, "Wash these dishes. Dishes ain't done.
You bum."
If he's washing these dishes, this wouldn't even happen.
Yeah, take out that trash like I told him. He wouldn't be in there playing Xbox, and then this shit wouldn't happen. Mother.
Man, when I was looking up that story, I found like a whole bunch of stories, like mostly in the UK, people like getting serious off the game and coming to the crib. Like, yo, better chill out. These people
I'm
real
serious, man. It ain't never been that serious. I play that joint from time to time, but it ain't never been that serious where I'm going to take somebody out for losing. Serious, because remember that time we was back in the dorms and Law and Landry was playing?
Yeah, Law made you come over and slice him up about 20 times.
He was all in Landry's face, and Landry was playing cool. Landry was playing it real cool, and I saw what he was doing. I was like, "Man, he about to play this dude." And he came back, Law was all up in dude's face. "I'm still going to beat you." And then Law, you talk about humble up in there? Man, it got quiet. That's how we used to do it back in the day. You talking about running up in somebody's house, shooting them and stuff. They wouldn't have played that game that day. It would have been too many witnesses. So,
yeah, we didn't do that online crap. We had everybody room in the same
watching,
room.
Witnessing. Man, you really can. You really can react there. Okay? Everybody's in there looking. Ah, you a bitch. Why you react?
Remember we used to go in on the NBA Street? Me and Jundy, me at 3 in the morning, running games at NBA Street.
Man, you know I pissed that dude off so bad one day when I had, remember I had got my accident and I had to wear that patch over my eye? Dude came over and I worked him. What eye? This dude left out my room and was like, man, this is bullshit. I'm getting beat by a dude with one eye and shit. And Landry went over there making things any better. But yeah, that dude. That man was hot. This is bullshit. I'm getting beat by this motherfucker with one eye and stormed out. I was like, damn, dude. I'm sitting here hurt. I ain't got nothing but time to sit here and play the game.
Yo, that game, man. That game had us. Man, I remember I used to go to we played that game so much. When I used to go home or leave, I'm like, dog, don't even play me. I'm like, I know ain't none of y'all put in as much time as we have on this. Dude, we used to, like, it used to be so bad, like, they couldn't even score. Because, you know, we used to like, block half the shots anyway. Go, so,
like a mug.
Yeah, I don't think I ever finished the game. Quit, everybody quit. Yeah, like, man, what's the use of playing? I can't even get the ball in the hoop.
Yeah, that's like, a game right there. I would say if I was going to hustle somebody and get some money, that would have been it.
I was like, we put in too much work and too many sleepless nights
to get
for me to come here and let y'all beat me.
Y'all part-time hustlers, man. Get out of here, y'all. I remember I went over to Fred's house one time, and that cat was sitting up there. They was playing Madden, and I didn't play Madden like that back in the day because, of course, they had, like, NFL 2K. And them cats were serious about Madden. I was like, man, you know, I can hold my own. And I think the third play that was getting ready to run, dude saw what formation I was in, knew what play I was going to run, and had cut it off completely and was like, you don't want to run that play. I'm like, hold on. How am I even supposed to play this if you know everything I'm about to do before I do it? I don't want to play no more. I don't want to play no more.
Yeah, man, them dudes, man, they knew everything about that game. Dudes knowing your plays.
You over there trying to twist the controller to the side. This motherfucker cheating. Make sure I got my buttons correct.
I just keep pushing pause. I'm getting mad. They call hike. I'm just pausing. Yo, somebody want to kill you. You do that in the game.
Man, like, moral of the story is we're trying to let you know we get busy about these video games. We about it, but ain't nobody ever get killed. We ain't trying to take you out for a loss. You just take that L and go on about it.
Yeah, I got a funny story right here, man. The Florida restaurant taking heat for racist meat. Now first. First, I'm like, because I was reading it, and I'm like, okay, a Latin beef? I'm like, what's wrong with the Latin beef? I'm like, ain't nothing wrong with the name, that name. I don't see anybody getting defended. But that's just like one of the ingredients. But the name of the burrito is called the Wetback Willie. Come on, son. The Wetback Willie. And hey, y'all didn't see nothing wrong with that.
And the dude on the interview, did you see the dude in the interview? That dude was like, nah. Man, I ain't seen nothing wrong with the name. Because the dude who we named it after, he said, yeah, man, just call it the Wetback Willie. He set y'all up. That's what he did. Set y'all ass up. Yeah, just call it the Wetback Willie. I'm going to throw that on. Can you imagine seeing that?
Duh, these people can't be that stupid. I'm dead serious. Every racist had the most ridiculous... Excuse me, we just didn't think it'd be a problem. Like, come on, man. Y'all got the same excuse for the most dumbest thing you can
man.
Think of.
Can you imagine being in a restaurant, like, as a black person, and you hear some shit like, nigga chicken. What?
We just thought, they like chicken. We didn't think
this,
nothing
this is what
was
the cook said.
It.
He said, name it after him, nigga chicken. What? You got played, son.
That's like you going down the street, see a restaurant called White Monkey's Royal Chicken.
We didn't think. I mean, we seen Animal Planet one time. There was a monkey eating
chicken.
Oh,
man. That's, I mean, you know our store would have got burned down. If we had a black store and we named it like, get your box of wine, honky. Yo, RIP to the late, great Sherman Hemsley, Mr. Originator of the honky himself. Well, I ain't going to say originator, but he perfected how you say it from, what was that, the Jeffersons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never really got into that show.
I was too young, but I got an amen.
Because it just looked too old, man. It was too
thrilling. I got an amen. But yeah, I remember watching some of the Jeffersons. That dude used to be upset. I made it on air because he used to say honky with force. Man, honk it. Like, damn, man, dude.
But I want to taste the burrito.
When they changed it to the, what they call it, the Willie now?
Oh, yeah, just the Willie.
That don't even sound too good either. You seen the...
Where's this at? Is it up by you?
Oh.
Riverside.
Oh, man, I don't even know.
Man, I need to... And then I'm going to call it by the name, too. Y'all got that wetback Willie still.
What? Oh, yes, sir. You're going to be in the news. Black man was beaten. Wetback Willie in Mexican restaurant.
Oh, man. That burrito
I'm
was
mad.
Monstrous.
They said, let me see. Riverside, Florida. I'm going to have to hit Google Maps up to find where this is at. Riverside, Florida. If it's near me, I'm going. If it's near me, I'm going. No, it's not near me. Okay.
Is it near
me? It's in
me?
Fort Lauderdale. It's in Miami, that region.
Oh, man. That's really a bad place to
go. That's probably why it got blown out of proportion.
That one blown out
not
of proportion.
Blown out of proportion. I'm saying that's why they, you know, because think about it. Had he been in someplace else, like Alabama, and he had named it that, probably wouldn't nobody paid it attention. Like, oh, that's a funny name. But he down in Miami, Dade County.
Is it Dade County? That restaurant might burn down.
You trying to look it up?
Oh. You trying to Google map it? No longer available. You see a big dust pile.
That shit burned down quick. They were just writing reviews about it yesterday. Yeah, man, they had their burrito up there named the Wetback Willie, though. Oh, okay.
Let's get into these decisions.
Yo, alright, so last week we hit you with decisions, talking about if you had a girl with a jacked up laugh and everything, what would you do? This week, shout out to our step cousins, a Hip Hop Power Hour, for giving me this idea. You missed a last episode, they got to talking to about Havoc and how he real suspect on the his sexual scene. Well, it got me thinking, what would you do if your homeboy kept suggesting like some real suspect stuff to do? Like, you know, about a month ago, Magic Mike came out. What if y'all was sitting around like, man, let's go cop a movie? He was like, yeah, dog, I've been waiting to go see this Magic Mike. Like, what?
He's stupid.
Or like they was talking about, what if he talked about having a pajama jam party and it being nothing but dudes with their shirt off. Like, yeah, man, let's throw this party. And you're like, oh, yeah, let's get the girls here. No. Just us. But I heard off. Like, what would your reaction be like? For real, dude? Nigga, you gay. Man. Oh, man. And that segues into my next question, because I used to ask this question a lot to dudes, because you hear about females all the time. They be like, oh, yeah, you know, I had an episode with a female and everything. A lot of females, a lot of dudes, too, just play that stuff to the level. Like, oh, for real? You was with another female? All right, then. But what if you found out your homeboy had an episode with another dude? You sitting around having that conversation like, yeah, man, I was with this dude one time. And you thinking it's going to be like some funny story. And he was like, yeah. And then we got it on in the back of the... Say what? Huh?
Yo, you get the car and
hip
out, son.
Hey, man. Hey, it was nice knowing you. I'm out. Like, would you stop seeing him as gay? Like, if he said, yeah, well, I swung an episode one time, but I've been with chicks ever since. Would he still be gay?
Yeah.
I can't even get it out. Because I could let that shit slide. Like, what? Nah, we can't chill because you make me nervous. Yeah. Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. Remember that time we was up in the gym back at Robbins? He was asking questions, and he was just asking questions. And I'm thinking he like some old cat. Like, you know how them old veterans used to be nosy and be all in that business. Like, you know, what you doing in your career and everything? And then old boy was like, man, you got pretty eyes. What? I ain't want to work out no more. I was mid-workout. I was like, I'm done. Drink your liquids. You're done.
You got some pretty eyes. He said,
man, you got some. Did anybody ever tell you you got some pretty eyes? What?
What'd you say?
I was like, yeah, but I usually have females tell me that. Anthony!
You did.
Down the road.
You used to wear no contacts.
I ain't wear no contacts. I've never worn contacts. We're not having this discussion on the air. we not having this discussion on the air. I have never wore contacts. Not no color joints anyway. If I wear contacts now, but they the clear joints. This is just my natural eye color, but that Tuesday.
I used to be like, man, this nigga wear contacts.
You know what?
Man.
I used to get played like that all the time. People used to be like, you wearing contacts? No. And I'd be wearing glasses. You know, I used to wear rock. I'm like, why would I wear contacts and glasses? What kind of stupid shit is that?
I used to be like, man, he's so dressed up. He's an offset. He couldn't wear contacts and glasses.
Oh, man. I had a chick ask me that in ALS. I just looked at her. By this point, I got tired of answering the question. She was like, you wear contacts? No. I got on glasses. Why would I wear contacts and glasses? But you still got some pretty eyes. I'm like, all right. Ask me that question. He said, man, and he was dead serious, too. He was like, man, anybody ever tell you you got pretty eyes? What? It's time to go. I'm like, yeah, but it's normally females. We got to go. Wrap this shit up. Finish that set. You're done.
That
dude was on his first set. You're done. Let's go. Started working out. We're done.
This fool Ball said he was working out at the gym, and some dude was balled up in a corner in a fetal position.
Yo, man,
I was laughing so hard. It was funny because, you know, he was bad, but no, it was funny to us. In the fetal position.
Hey, you two some of the funniest shit in the gym. If you ever go to the gym and you just sit back and watch, you have so much entertainment for folks up in there, because people be really, really trying to get their workout on, and they be doing some of the funniest shit. One day I was in there, and remember when Under Armour dropped, so not everybody was rocking it, only the folks who was like really buff. There was this dude up in there.
Yeah.
He was rocking the Under Armour shirt, and he had like that beer pooch and whatnot. So he was rocking his Under Armour shirt. He had like man boobs and that beer pooch. But he was talking to my homegirl, and she was, you know, she was trying to get in. She was trying to tone up. She was already nice, but she was trying to tone up. And he was in there talking to her and everything like that. He trying to tell her how to do the exercise. I'm sitting over there dying laugh. I couldn't even do my sit-ups. I'm like, how you going to come tell her to do some sit-ups and you got that gut? Come on, dude. Come on.
You're that little beer peach.
That and them dudes who be in there trying to lift weights, and they got to make all that noise. And you be like, come on, man. It ain't that serious. Oh, hit! Yeah. Hit two!
Yeah, I know they got some good footage. in the gym because I walked in the girls' bathroom on accident because I was switching songs on the iPod, and I go in and dog, I don't know what stopped me, but I'm in there, and in the dudes' bathroom, like once you go in, it's set up the same way. You just hit that left, and those are all the bathroom stalls. So I hit that left, but I look up and I'm like, something didn't feel right. And I'm like, and it looked a little more comfortable in there. I'm like, ooh, did I hit that first? Cause like how they got it, they got men and women, but it's like at the top. Like you gotta look all the way up to see it. And then it's like a little hallway. So I'm like, yo, I'm thinking of ways how I'm gonna be out here. And you know they got cameras, so I'm like, oh. So I look up, so I was like, all right, I'm gonna just put my head down and keep messing with the iPod. And just so I just made a U-turn and just
I look over there. Man, that smell like motions and Bath and Body Works. What's going on here?
Yo, I'm glad I caught myself in that before that next left, dog.
Oh man.
I played it off. I just walked out, didn't look up.
Yo, on a serious note, for y'all dudes getting butt naked up in the gym, cut that shit out, man. I refuse to change clothes in the gym. It is like walking into the twilight zone when I go up in the gym and I got to use the bathroom because dudes be up in there and they just don't be caring. I'm like, why are you brushing your teeth butt naked with your wang on the sink? Like, why? And it's not like they ducked off in the corner being naked. They right there in front of the door. I walked in one time, I had to go use the bathroom so bad, and it was a dude, he was sitting on the scale butt naked. I was like, come on.
One time I walked in, man, they was doing the cutie stuff butt naked.
Cut that shit out, man. I'm serious. If y'all listening, if any of y'all go in the bathroom in a men's locker room butt naked, cut that shit out. Man.
And that leads me to the poetry quarter. Today's poem. The title of today's poem is called Grits on Your Toes. Here we go. Grits on your toes. Grits on your toes. Bend over. Drop it down low. Knees touch your elbows. But you can't with them hot grits on your toes. Go ahead. Go out and hit that club with your girls. In the bathroom mirror doing your curls. Get jazzy, get fancy, get on your best dressed. Oh, you fresh to impress, huh? Don't have too much fun. Let me find one number, one name that I don't remember. Last time I looked through your phone, he was not a member. Take these hot grits, take it, take them all and take them well. Better call 911, because them toes gonna swell. Grits on your toes. Grits on your toes. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Strong J. What old boy say? God damn, that boy good. Flimsy Patty song. Word on the road is a crew be spending dough on these flimsy little burgers, and we ain't taking no more. We've been dealing with the lies, and these patties gotta go. It ain't cool when you get that number four. That's why I'm asking, where's the meat? Where's the meat? Should've went to KFC. That's why I'm asking, where's the meat? Where's the meat? Go ahead and pass that onion ring. Where's the meat? Where's the meat? Better pass them collard greens. Man, I hope they don't forget about the bacon and the cheese. And the waitress make me mad when she forget my Texas Pete. Got me angry like them birds that's flying all over your screens. Baby, it look good, but only on camera. Only on camera. Only on camera. You think you about to grub, but only on camera. Only on camera. Only on camera. Don't listen to the lies. I swear they all lies. You know that burger's looking like it's been run over by some ties. No tomatoes on the bun and a lemon with my tea. Yeah, I'm singing like that dude from YMCMB. Thank you. Thank you. So we down to our last segment.
Oh no, hold up. The NFL is back. The NFL is back. We got brawls in training camp. We got the god Tim Tebow breaking up fights with a flick of the wrist. Yeah, man, the Jets is brawling out, son. They had a bet, like a 20-man brawl that it went into the crowd. And they had a brawl.
The Jets wild, man. They're the comedy.
How you make 17 speeches saying we won unit, we need to get out, this is foolish, and then brawl again? Come on.
Man, ain't nobody taking Rex Ryan serious. That dude lost all that weight, his head all big, he looking like a bobblehead. They like, man, Rex ain't going to do nothing to us.
First game was the Arizona Cardinals and the Saints. And the Saints, your boy Cobb was looking real suspect out there. But Drew Brees went out there and like it was last year. Clockwork.
Like, really?
Doing it big. I'm like, okay.
Arizona, yeah, New Orleans came out like, I don't care what y'all got to say. This ain't last season. And we don't care about people not on the team. We came out here to do our thing.
Yep, the boys came to wreck shop. We got another game Thursday. Who we got Thursday?
I don't know. Let's go to the schedule and see. We got a lot of games. We got Washington, Buffalo, RG3 getting ready to make his debut. Thursday at 7.
Don't say NFL Network.
Let's see.
Man, shout out to the whack NFL Network. Man, ain't nobody got that channel. Can't watch no games, man.
Let me see. They know they jumped off the hook when when they started doing the Thursday night games and people started getting hot, they was like, man, we can't even watch them shits. Yup. Yup.
And they're doing a Thursday night game the whole season this year.
And they got Baltimore, Atlanta Thursday at 7:30. And then New Orleans playing again at 7:30 against New Orleans. I don't know what these channels is. There's a bunch of games. Shit, it's Pittsburgh and Philly, Green Bay and San Diego, Denver and Chicago, all on Friday.
Okay. I'm about to check out something. And your boy Big Ben got like a torn rotator cuff.
Always playing hurt. He gonna
always hurt. Andre Johnson had another groin injury. I'm not picking him up on fantasy.
Stay hurt too. What's up with your groin? You need to stretch.
Miles Austin, them dudes still the same crap.
Dallas and them boys. Yeah, man. They don't play till Monday either.
Tired of this, man. Shouldn't give up LaRent Robinson. Y'all hating on LaRent Robinson, man. Why should you do in Jacksonville?
You took you forever to look up that dude's name.
Man. What else we got? We got the dumbest Facebook post of the day. I'm going to hit y'all with the dumbest Facebook post of the day. I ain't going to say no names in this one. Let's just say, let me change the name. I'll just change the name as I get to it. All right. I usually don't put my business on FB. I'm too pissed right now. My son's father, Edward J. Gillen, also known as Blake, is the biggest bum I know. You have no job, no place to live, no car. Tell everyone you do so much for mine, but you don't. Can't remember the last time you paid child support. Make it seem like I'm a bad mom, because I be at work all day. How's my son supposed to eat or have a place to live, if I don't... How am I supposed to have a place to live if I don't, but don't worry? Oh, okay. If I don't, but don't worry. Ghetto. I got him always, and Will, next time you down, don't come asking me to sleep on my couch. Cause you'll get a no, making everyone think you someone. You don't have nothing. So get a job and get your life together. And at this point, I had 2 likes.
Everybody like, whatever, you're going to say that same shit again next week after he hit. Get on out of here.
Yo, I love Facebook. Y'all keep the business in the streets so we can keep bringing the people the heat. All right?
Oh, man, these people be wilding, man. That go to show you need to have your act together because social media has given everybody a voice.
And I know what I don't get is how do you sit there and write all that and then push send?
I'm gonna let everybody know.
Everybody gonna see what I be going through.
Like you just did admit that you getting played the way you are. Ain't paying no child support.
So. No child support, and he been sleeping on the couch all 10 games until now.
Now you want to get serious?
Now you want? Shoot, he's already had his multiple. Your I'm couch serious. Got dents in it and everything.
That mother probably done moved on because that couch uncomfortable. Like this is some bullshit. I need a better couch.
Yeah, one try to stay there, no way. My back be hurting.
Oh man.
So with that being said, we go wrap it up. B, word. You know where to find me at Forget That Yo on Twitter. Facebook.com/Forget That Yo. Stitcher Radio. If you want to listen on the go, you can download the app Stitcher Radio or search iTunes. Forget That Yo is the keyword. And yo, hit us up, man. Leave us an email. We'll read them on the air. Give us 5-star reviews on iTunes. We'll read those on the air. And you can leave us a voicemail, but I forgot the number right now. So check that in the show notes. You know what I'm saying? ForgetThatYo.podomatic.com. And straight like that, it's the Black David Hasselhoff. Don't hassle the Hoff.
Yo, shout out to our step cousins at Hip Hop Power Hour. You know, them boys doing it big over there. If you ain't checking them out, make sure you do. Make sure y'all get y'all Emerge clothing too. Right, this boy doing big things. It's the movement, people. So make sure y'all check that out at emergecity.com. KD, I'm at where I'm at. I be where I be. I'm out.
Peace.